Just a terrible, terrible weekend in New Zealand, Christchurch, Pinky. Just terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just disgusting stuff. It really is. There's terrorism.
Yeah, and there's not really any words, I don't feel anyway, to share about this scenario, because I also feel like our generation has grown up
become
since 9/11
somewhat numb to
it. Kinds of events. Well,
I hope not.
It's become common.
Mm. I hope we can still feel as human beings and not just be completely, again. But you know what? It's tough. It's tough not only for friends and family and the community of Christchurch, but just everyone in general, because we all have to live here in this way that life is now.
Peacefully.
Yes. Mm. Well, that's
doing what you want to do with your weekend or your days, or
that's
spending
the dream.
Your time how you want. Yeah.
Yeah, really is. Terrible, though. But this egging situation, can you tell me more about what's happened with this Queensland senator and this young teenager?
Look, he came out, made a statement, an official one, extremely insensitive, I would describe it as.
With the timing as well, I would.
Yeah, just really off.
Mm,
And then he's getting questioned about the things he said. We're not naming him this morning, the Queensland
just
senator.
Just a Queensland senator. No need to
like
name.
Appropriate, really.
No.
And then a 17-year-old boy was standing behind him at one of these presses and slapped an egg on his head.
Mm, and he reacted, didn't he?
Well, he did. And I mean,
fairly full
look,
on.
If that was me having to talk, I mean, I will say, regardless of what the senator had said, I mean, having someone just on from behind as well. So, you know, you're blindsided. You didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You've just had an egg slapped on you. So you've been hit on the head, essentially, while you're talking to people professionally.
Now,
so
am I right?
React.
But this 17-year-old boy, though, he's put up on charges or something now as well.
No, he didn't get charged.
No charges?
No. So there's discussion about whether the senator should be charged because he turned around and slapped him. And I guess the next move was, I think that was, to me, my opinion is that that's a pretty natural reaction because he would have been shocked. He's in mode.
This guy has said some horrible things.
Yeah, but he's still actually in the moment of talking to cameras. I mean, he's still doing his job.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, regardless of the things he said, he's still doing his job, and so just randomly being hit, and not like an egg got thrown at him. It was
like cracked on his face.
Yeah. So he's turned around. I think that's that instinct. He would have turned around and hit whoever was there out of reaction.
I can understand the reaction
part.
But then
it did look like he was going to go to town on the kid, and then they had like blokes pull him off and they all got separated.
Yeah.
There's discussions about that, but a lot of people talking about it at the moment.
And unfortunately, it's kind of taken over. Really, hasn't it?
Like, it has.
On the real issue.
Yeah.
But
it's a side effect of what has happened in New Zealand.
That's right.
And how people are reacting and dealing with this.
Yeah, he has given his opinions out. This boy has reacted to it with violence, though. I'm not sure that's the right thing to do.
Well, I mean, there's hate speech, which is verbal violence.
Yeah,
and then there's
physical eggings.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on this one?
Well, the young fella's taken the egg with him, so why would you even take an egg to a place where people are going to be making speeches?
You're saying it was premeditated.
It was deliberate, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, Fraser Anning's response to that was one of, you know, instinct.
Reaction.
So, yeah, like, this kid shouldn't have turned up there with an egg. The kid shouldn't have hit him for starters. And, look, to be fair, if someone did that to me, they'd get a smack in the mouth also.
Yeah.
You know? It seems to be a natural human reaction when someone's doing something violent to you, you defend.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Obviously,
and regardless of what his comments are, people agree with him, people don't agree with him.
We should have the right to say what we want to say.
That's right.
Without being egged, yeah.
Well, he's not just the general public. Let's remember that, Banksy. He's actually a politician, so what he says has a lot of weight. He's a very powerful person.
Thanks for your thoughts, bud. Let's go to line 3. Good morning, Triple M. What do you think about this egging scenario?
I think Anning was in his rights to protect himself. He was surprised, attacked from behind.
Yeah.
Mm.
The young bloke had done it for whatever reason. He done it. Could have done it in a better way.
Yeah.
How could he have done it in a better way?
Well, he could have been a bit more formal about it and spoke to Anning from to his face and not snuck up behind him and egged him.
Yeah, it was, yeah, that's sneaky.
Yeah, I think, like, we all agree what maybe has been said wasn't great in timing, wasn't great in where it's coming from, but at the end of the day, you should be able to be in a public place without getting egg thrown at you.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you should be able to be in a public place and not be killed as well. I think that's the thing. There's a lot of discussion here, Maxie, on the whole point of that. But, I think, what do you think of the kid doing the egging in the first place? I mean, I guess that's where I feel a little unsure about my feelings, really. So a lot of people are, like, giving him the thumbs up. But I'm like, I don't think I
can thumbs up that.
I don't know that I like someone just getting whacked on the head. That's not a great thing either.
I think it was just a sneaky little grot attack. They said that this bloke, this young fella's going to give this GoFundMe money to the Christchurch thing.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there was
money raised in case he had charges and had to go and fight legal things. So, that's great.
Yeah, the thing is there, though, I hope his parents have got plenty of money, because if Anning decides to press charges, he's got endless resources of the government behind him, so this kid's going to send his parents bankrupt.
What do you reckon, old mate? What's your thoughts on it?
There's one thing people have missed on this egging. Okay, fair enough. The kid come from behind, which is not the right thing to do, okay? I'll stick up for the minister. And he did turn around and slap him, which was a reaction, but then he just hit him in the face. Like the
second kept going.
Was not a reaction. That's where the minister becomes a grub, and not one person's mentioned the second punch yet. Then, of course, the way the minister's mind has held him, especially one bloke had him in a headlock, really choking the shit out of him. And other people were trying to say, listen, get off him. But the kid should have confronted him. The egging is probably not the right thing to do. Just confront him.
Yeah, there was no right thing to do in any of this process. The kid should... He maybe shouldn't have said what he said. Kid shouldn't have egged him. He shouldn't have reacted as full-on as he did. The whole thing's just disgusting.
It's pretty gross, but I also thought, Mick, like you said, I saw the footage, and the way the guys handled the kid, sitting on him and grabbing his neck...
It was a bit full-on.
It was full-on, but at the same time, look, due to the circumstances where this has all come from an attack in New Zealand to innocent people, I kind of felt like, well, you wouldn't know what that kid really had on him. He used an egg, but everyone's on edge. It's pretty scary. Oh. So I just feel, in a way,
absolutely,
I felt like, look, it was extreme, but you're dealing with a really stressful scenario.
An extreme situation.
Yeah, and that kid could have actually had something else there. So,
I agree with you, it's a yucky one, isn't it? It is, but like I said, the second punch probably wasn't...
not necessary.
He turned around, he saw it was a kid. Obviously the slap was a reaction. He probably slapped him before he even saw him.
Yeah, you're right, but were the original comments...
with the second punch,
Were the original comments necessary as well at that time? That's what I'm just saying. What he's come out and said at that time...
Oh, it's all ugly.
He kind of did not instigate everything that happened after that.
It's an unfortunate event, and let's hope this sort of stuff doesn't keep going at the moment. You know, let's hope everyone settles down, eh? And we all got to think about our poor brothers over there across the ditch in New Zealand. That's just a terrible thing.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.